This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day at 11:45, what's going on in our lives that has nothing to do with sports?
Danny Ruhier show review, 4 episodes in the Netflix dramas The Crown.
Guy!
The Crown!
You're stealing my show!
The Crown!
I'm also 4 episodes in.
It's good. It's good.
Thank you.
It's nowhere near as good as some of their best offerings. This is the kind of show where you can just tell, like, people that consider themselves more intelligent and better than the masses, a.k.a. critics, who professionally want to give opinions about things.
Guy, did you start watching because of what I said?
Yeah, because it was on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because of what
you've never done that.
I do it all the time. Because of
I felt like I've never given you a recommendation for a TV show.
Because
you always beat me to it.
Well, because I'm the TV guy, because I'm at home.
I'm super happy about
this. You should be. It's exciting because you threw it out there.
Is this what it feels like, by the way?
Yeah, it feels great.
When you watch a TV show and you tell someone to watch it and they love it?
Yeah, you threw it out there, and then everybody that responded, I saw some of the responses, including some people whose opinion I value.
Thank you.
Not just Rubes and Boobs, said, yeah, it's really, really good. I think it's the kind of show, though, where I would be annoyed if I kind of stumbled upon it on my own, because every review, every person that writes about it just wants to tell you that they get it more than you do, and it's highfalutin, and my distinguished opinion believes that this is so absolutely perfect and splendid, and the acting is divine. It's one of those things where if you're into the period, if you're into some slow burn, great acting, you're going to enjoy the program.
Correct.
If you don't care that Winston Churchill was tough to get along with, if you don't care about the transition for Queen Elizabeth and how actually challenging it was to not have the name Windsor, actually, but then end up with the name Windsor instead of the name of her husband, you could understand. There's a lot of subtlety to it. There's stuff that if you're not in, you're just going to go,
I don't care. But I think you can appreciate good writing and good acting. I think most people can. And that's exactly what it is.
It is very solid. Again, there are, I would say, just top of my head, 8 or 9, maybe even 10 things that you should absolutely watch before you get into that. But I will say that if you're like me and you've ripped through almost every bit of content that's out there, give The Crown a go.
1 to 10, me. What do you got?
Solid 7. A solid, entertaining, well worth it 7.
Can I make a prediction? I think your wife loves it.
Oh, she's in. Of course she is.
I cannot get my fiance to watch TV shows at all. I just can't. She hates television. I think she would love this. I think most of the females who really get into royalty, whatever that is, whatever the Kate married the guy who looks like CK thing is, if you're in on that, you love this show. And I think that a lot of women are in on that.
Right. And I've never gotten that, by the way, the obsession that people have.
There is an obsession.
The obsession with, like, it's a fairy tale.
You want to be a princess.
I guess. I don't know. To me,
I get it.
I suppose. I don't know. I just think used to think we're better than that. I guess we're not. I mean, we
why?
We have,
well, what's there to be better than? Everyone kind of wants to be the king or the prince or the princess or the princey or whatever.
Kind
the
of. Duke. I just want a society where we don't put Kim Kardashian over. I just want a place where if you're a blowhard jackass, you don't get to be on CNN interviewed last night like you're a legitimate
person.
Those
are 2 different things you're talking about.
I think
right
it's
now.
All the same. It's all part of the same thing. It's a fantasy. Come on, dude. Like I like to have my mortgage paid off.
It makes
my commute easier.
Time for your boys. Double play. We're going to keep this John Lithgow-centric today, okay?
All right.
I have something I want to admit that's a little bit embarrassing. I'm not happy about what I'm about to say. I know that you'll judge me for what I'm about to say, and frankly, you should. I did not see Daddy's Home. I'm really excited to go see Daddy's Home, too. I don't know why. I think it looks like a prototypical, just dumb Will Ferrell comedy that's going to be hilarious this holiday season. I will hopefully see it today, this afternoon. If I don't, I will be seeing it in the next few days on my next day off. This is Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg with their dads, in air quotes, Mel Gibson and John Lithgow. Didn't see the first one because I thought it just looked dumb. For some reason, this trailer, this second Daddy's Home, looks funny enough that I'm excited to see it. I was debating, do I go see Justice League, or do I go see that? And I saw Justice League. Do I go see Thor, or do I see that? And I saw Thor. But I've gone to the theater multiple times with the intention of seeing it, and I promise you I will see it. It's been out now for about 10 days.
I had no idea the first one occurred.
You may have forgotten, but you remember the trailers. They were everywhere.
I'm stunned by it. I was like, two? When was one? I completely missed one. It looks like another Grown Ups. It looks as bad as anything that's out there, maybe worse. These are the kinds of movies where I go,
I liked Grown Ups.
Of course you did. Who is saying yes? Somebody along the way needs to go, you guys, no, stop it. You did the other guys. That's the best you two can do together. Where Mark Wahlberg's like, I'm trying to be a very serious guy, okay? And Will Ferrell's just improvising every scene and they break laughter and then you've got the outtakes. It needs to stop. When a movie's not good the first time and they try to answer more questions about it, it's really sad when that happens to me.
Dar.
Well, I'm confused because I said this last week and so did Valdez. And you kind of shrugged us off.
Well, that's a lie. What you did was made up a thing. I've been wanting to see Daddy's Home 2 for 3 weeks.
We were just talking about it.
You can talk about whatever you'd like. I've been telling anyone who would listen for 3 weeks I wanted to see Daddy's Home 2.
You said you didn't get how we were feeling about that.
Nope. That was not me. This is like when you said that girl that I thought was hot was on the Junkies, and I was dismissive of her who was never on the Junkies. I did not say that.
I got the wrong girl. Sorry.
You did.
This I do know because Tom heard it. Valdez was here for the conversation.
Just didn't happen.
What did he say? He said he had no interest.
The allegation
in it?
No.
Not that he didn't have any interest, that he thought it was weird that we would want to see a movie after not seeing the first one.
No. Because I believe that conversation started by me saying I want to see the second one and I didn't see the first one. At least my conversation with Valdez started that
we
way.
We might have a case
that's
where somebody wasn't paying attention. This is entirely possible.
I think that's what happened here.
Now, it could be Dar wasn't paying attention. It could be Grant wasn't paying attention.
The conversation happened as we were going to break, and Valdez was in here.
The way I remember this story is that Thom was sitting in the seat he's sitting in now behind the control board, and I remember being the only person in this room that was disgusted with all of you because I have no interest in seeing this movie.
And I said I wanted to see it then.
I do remember that you might have been on the side of Valdez and Dar.
I agree with you. I remember having a conversation with my friends.
We wanted to do this.
Here's what I remember. Having a conversation with two of my friends about wanting to see a movie. That's what I remember. I don't remember it the way you remember it.
I'm saying you thought it was weird that we wanted to see a movie that we hadn't seen the first one.
But that's exactly how I've always felt about this.
But you weren't agreeing with us.
I don't know what to tell you. That day I just mistakenly thought I had seen it.
I didn't witness the conversation. B, I'm sorry this all happened. This entire...
There's nothing to be sorry about.
Well, I'm sorry for everybody that is stuck in the minutia of who said what when about a terrible movie that shouldn't be made. I want to apologize on behalf of good movies everywhere.
Pete's going to be very upset and do the at 104 on Pete Medhurst thing if you keep this up.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm not saying anything else. I'm not saying anything else.
Speaking of minutia.
Speaking of Pete, though, you're going to have to keep it right here to listen to what he's got to say because the Redskins just placed another starter on injured reserve.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, didn't see this one coming. This is a bit of a surprise. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Guys, Danny Rouillet here for my pals at Tedbert Ford. Black Friday. It's coming up. You know what it is, right? It's Black Friday. It's this week. This is something that's awesome. I got a text direct from my man, Joe Britt, who's employed by Tedbert Ford, as you can imagine. You buy a car at Tedbert Ford. If you buy a car at Tedbert Ford on Black Friday, here's the combo. You buy your car, and it snows on Christmas Day. You buy a car at Tedbert Ford on Black Friday, and it snows on Christmas Day. They make your payments for a year. You don't pay for a year, right? You're going to get a great deal on a car on Black Friday. And if it snows on Christmas Day, my lord, you get yourself no payments for a year. That is awesome. That's on top of the great deals that are already happening down there at Tedbert Ford. You get $1,000 bonus cash plus 0% financing for 72 months on the Focus, the Fusion, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, and the F-150, 2017 versions of all the dams. $1,000 military and veteran rebate as well. To all those who serve or have served and families living with those who have served. Extra $1,000 on top of that. They're taking care of you, people. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm making sure everyone understands this. You buy a car on Black Friday. It snows on Christmas Day. They make your payments for a year. That's awesome. Go see them at Fairfax or Chantilly, and please tell them Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.